Welcome to Afterglow. I'm David Brent Johnson, and this time around on the program, I'll be playing music with themes of love, reflection, and peace, as well as warmth from artists such as Nat King Cole, Frank Sinatra, Billie Holiday, Ella Fitzgerald, and many more. It's the Fireside Afterglow, coming up next.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist Zoot Sims and pianist Jimmy Rolls performing Never Let Me Go. David Brent Johnson here with you for the Fireside Afterglow, a program with a somewhat laid-back seasonal theme featuring music that evokes love, reflection, and peace. The warm moods of winter. It's a sort of secular musical Yule log offering for you. And fortunately, there's plenty of such music in the vast annals of American jazz and popular song. In the first set, we'll hear Ella Fitzgerald doing an Irving Berlin song from a 1937 movie that became a seasonal standard, as well as Frank Sinatra singing a Matt Dennis, Tom Adair winter classic. But I wanted to start off with a 1957 Nat King Cole song that seemed really appropriate for this kind of show. It's the title track from an album Cole did called Love is the Thing, a breakthrough collection of ballads arranged by Gordon Jenkins, and one that critic Will Friedwald says crystallizes all of Cole's achievements as a pop singer. Love is the Thing was co-written by Victor Young, who composed the music for many American song standards like Street of Dreams, Stella by Starlight, My Foolish Heart, and When I Fall in Love. Those are just a few of the melodies that Victor Young wrote. And the album Love is the Thing featured four of them in all. Young passed away not long before Cole made this recording. Nat King Cole and Love is the Thing on Afterglow.
What does it matter if we're rich or we're poor? Fortune, fame, they never endure. Oh, love is a thing. Love is a thing. What good is money if your heart isn't right? Here in your arms, I'm wealthy tonight. When youth has its fling, love is the thing. While others fight for power, we can walk among the flowers, knowing that the best thing in life is a thing that's free, love for you and me. And even though our castles crumble and fall, we have the right to laugh at them all, for love is still king. Love is the thing. And even though our castles crumble and fall, we have the right to laugh at them all, for love is still king. Love is the thing.
Snow is snowing, the wind is blowing, but I can't weather the storm. What do I care how much it may storm? I've got my love to keep me warm. I can't remember a word December, just watch those icicles fall. do I care if icicles fall? I've got my love to keep me warm. Off with my overcoat, off with my glove. I need no overcoat, I'm burning with love. My heart's on fire, the flame grows higher, so I will weather the storm, storm, storm. What do I care how much it may storm?
Winter in Manhattan, falling snowflakes filled the air. The streets were covered with a film of ice. But a little simple magic that I'd heard about somewhere changed the weather all around, just within a trice. I bought you violets for your furs, and it was spring for a while, remember? I bought you violets for your furs, and there was April that December. The snow drifted down on the flowers, and it melted where it lay. The snow looked like dew on the blossoms, as on a summer day. I bought you violets for your furs, and there was blue in the wintry sky. Then you pinned the violets to your furs and gave a lift to the crowds passing by. You smiled at me so sweetly. Since then, one thought occurs, that we fell in love completely. the day that I bought you violets for your fur.
Frank Sinatra singing the great Matt Dennis Tom Adair standard Violets for Your Furs in 1953 with a Nelson Riddle arrangement from the album Songs for Young Lovers. The second time Sinatra had recorded that song, he did it in the early 1940s with Tommy Dorsey as well. Ella Fitzgerald before that, I've Got My Love to Keep Me Warm, a song Irving Berlin wrote for the 1937 film On the Avenue, introduced in that movie by Dick Powell and Alice Faye, from Fitzgerald's Irving Berlin Songbook album recorded in 1958. And I started off with Nat King Cole doing the title track from his 1956 ballads album, Love is the Thing. Music up next from jazz pianist Mal Waldron, an instrumental recording with the feel of a classical ballad called Warm Canto. Features jazz greats Eric Dolphy and Ron Carter on clarinet and cello. After that, something from the singer Mal Waldron, accompanied on piano for the last 2 years of her life, doing a song written by George and Ira Gershwin, Billie Holiday, backed by a group of jazz all-stars on one of the last great recording dates of her career. But if you're going to do a program titled The Fireside Afterglow, it's good to also have a song that actually invokes a fireside. So here's one co-written by Ray Noble, the British bandleader who also gave us Cherokee, which would become a launching point for so many bebop tunes, and the ballad The Very Thought of You. Joe Stafford singing By the Fireside on Afterglow.
In the gloaming by the fireside, with you I'll be content. In the gloaming by the fireside, every hour will be well spent. We'll see our hopes and dreams, dear, like pictures in the fire, finding in its gleams, dear, our heart's desire. In an armchair by the fireside, just big enough for two, we'll be happy. Oh, so happy, while we do as lovers do, with no one there to notice a little kiss or two. In the gloaming by the fireside with you.
It's very clear our love is here to stay. Not for a year, but ever and a day. The radio and the telephone and the movies that we know may just be passing fancies, and in time may go. But oh, my dear, our love is here to stay. Together we're going a long, long way. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay. But our love is here to stay.
Billie Holiday from one of her last great records, All or Nothing at All, doing George and Ira Gershwin's Love is Here to Stay, with Ben Webster on tenor sax, Harry Sweets Edison on trumpet, Jimmy Rolls on piano, Barney Kessel on guitar, Joe Mondragon on bass, and Alvin Stoller on drums. An all-star group that did three albums in all with Holiday in 1956 and 1957, just a couple of years before she would pass away. Before that, a record by Billie Holiday's last accompanist, pianist Mal Waldron, his composition Warm Canto, performed with Eric Dolphy on clarinet and Ron Carter on cello, from the album The Quest. And I started off with Joe Stafford singing By the Fireside from the CD Happy Holidays. More music on the way in just a few moments from Art Pepper, Bill Evans, and Nora Jones. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services. On Kirkwood next to the IU campus, Bicycle Garage. We're bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to The Fireside Afterglow. The Fireside Afterglow is my theme this time around on the program, featuring music for the winter holidays with invocations of love, reflection, and peace. Sarah Vaughan and Art Pepper with contributions to that theme on the way in this next set. First, something from pianist George Winston, whose album December has become a modern seasonal classic ever since its release in late 1982. Winston has said that much of the inspiration for December came from his childhood experience of the long, dark winter evenings of Montana. He also wanted the album to be a more nature-based evocation of the holidays. "What I know is the sun and the earth and the galaxy," he said in a 2008 interview. "Everything else is your or my conjecture." Winston has also cited pianist Vince Guaraldi's much-loved Peanuts music and the work of modern composer Steve Reich as influences upon December. I'll start off the second half of Afterglow with Winston's composition Snow from December.
Should Thank you.
Saxophonist Art Pepper performing Hoagy Carmichael's Winter Moon from Pepper's 1980 Galaxy album of the same name. If you've ever heard the lyrics, count that as one of the reflective pieces for this show. Before that, Sarah Vaughan with the title track from her 1962 Roulette album Snowbound. And the set began with George Winston performing Snow, a composition of his from his 1982 Windham Hill album December. I've got some music from Norah Jones and Louis Armstrong to close out this edition of Afterglow. Jones singing Horace Silver's Peace, a song that's been gaining newly minted status as a standard, helped along by Jones's performance of it, first written and recorded by Silver in 1959 for his album Blowin' the Blues Away, lyrics later added by Silver as well, the song an early indication of the kind of social message music that he'd turned to in the 1970s. We'll also hear a song that was a posthumous hit for Louis Armstrong, a different version of it orchestrated by jazz arranger Oliver Nelson with a spoken introduction by Lewis. First, something from pianist Bill Evans, originally meant to be a recording of Leonard Bernstein's song Some Other Time, that came from the musical On the Town. When Evans sat down in 1958 to record it for his album Everybody Digs Bill Evans, his biographer Peter Pettinger describes what happened next. Having initiated the two-chord background ostinato, he found himself hypnotized into a one-off pursuit of a line, increasingly decorative, based on those two chords alone. Evans later said, "It started to get so much of its own feeling and identity that I just figured, well, I'll keep going." Here's Bill Evans' improvisation, subsequently titled Peace Peace, on Afterglow.
There's a place that I know where the sycamores grow and daffodils have their fun, where the cares of the day seem to slowly fade away in the glow of the evening sun. Peace when the day is done. If I go there real late, let my everything to be done. If I search deep inside, let my conscience be my guide. Then the answers are sure to come. Don't have to.
Folks been saying to me, "Hey, Pops, what you mean, what a wonderful world? How about all them wars all over the place? You call them wonderful? And how about hunger and pollution? They ain't so wonderful either. But how about listening to old Pops for a minute? Seems to me it ain't the world that's so bad, but what we are doing to it. And all I'm saying is, see what a wonderful world it would be if only we'd give it a chance. Love, baby, love. That's the secret. Yeah. If lots more of us loved each other, we'd solve lots more problems. And man, this world would be a guesser. That's why old Pops keeps saying, I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed days dog say goodnight. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're learning much more than I'll ever know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Close with Louis Armstrong doing What a Wonderful World from one of the last albums he ever recorded, Louis Armstrong and His Friends. Before that, Nora Jones doing Peace, and at the start of the set, Bill Evans' Peace Piece from his album Everybody Digs Bill Evans. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. Special thanks to Brenda McNellan and Dick Bishop. Production support for Afterglow comes from Bicycle Garage, founded in downtown Bloomington and offering complete bicycle repair, sales, and custom fitting services on Kirkwood next to the IU campus. Bicycle Garage, for bicycling around the block and around the world since 1980. You can hear many previous Afterglow programs and new playlist on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, hoping that you'll join us again for more jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.